Will you pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning, in addition to the lection which you have just heard, also comes from Paul's first letter, in the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. My dear fellow redeemed, those of you who have been faithful in your chapel attendance this week might want to dub this week the week of the animals. Monday, Dr. Schmidt pointed out to us that the ravens, along with the lilies, teach us the lesson, don't worry. Tuesday, Dean Seleska from Jonah used the great fish as the symbol of death, who had to cough up Jonah to life at the command of a loving father. Today we come face to face with the lions. All of you, I am sure, are familiar with this story. Out of the captivity, Daniel, the faithful, pious ruler, who is elevated above his peers to be a governor, president. But who also, because of jealousy in the ranks, was plotted against in a most devious way, found himself, for the sake of his faithfulness, cast into the den of lions. But how that very faithfulness was also the means whereby his father sent the angel to shut the mouth of the lions so that he was brought forth unharmed. But there was an unmentioned lion in this story. It's a lion that is mentioned in Peter. The roaring lion who also stalked the streets of Babylon. We see him at work among the presidents and the princes with his temptations to jealousy. Jealousy and envy, obviously then led to hate and murder. We see that lion stalking King Darius with temptations to pride and that natural twin of pride, idolatry. And it doesn't take too much imagination to see him stalking Daniel. So often I believe we take these biblical characters and we make them somewhat less human than what they really are, or somewhat more human than we think we are. But Daniel was smart. He didn't get to his position because he was a dunce. Daniel was no fool. He knew the consequences of being faithful to his God. Indeed, with him, though he was stalked by the lion, it was with a much different result. By faith and prayer, he overcame this lion, as well as the lions in the den. It'd be very nice to end the story here. We could all go home feeling very happy about this hero of the faith, Daniel. But that adversary, the devil, this lion, also stalks this campus, also stalks our homes and our very lives. And he marks his prey with the same temptations, does he not? The temptation to pride and arrogance. Be that the pride of position, or the pride of power, or the pride of prosperity. Oh yes, let's even admit it, sometimes the pride of poverty. He appeals to that Pharisee that lurks in all of us. That adversary, the lion, stalks us with the temptation to jealousy and envy. The grass on the other side of the fence, the jealous glance, and it also has a twin. Not jealousy and envy that often motivates temptation to gossip. Gossip is really nothing more than tearing down someone else in order to make yourself feel and look better. It leads to murder. Character assassination is what it is, and it's just as irretrievable. And because it is so commonplace, even among us, we are tempted to excuse it. Everybody does it. And even laugh it off as saying, well, perhaps it's one of the prevalent sins in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Yes, that evil foe and adversary stalks us also with the fear of reprisal. The fear of what will happen to us if we fail, and when we do fail to defend. That is why we fail to defend the weak brother. Is it not the reason why we also fail to witness? Because we fear the den of lions of public opinion or the peer, or being thought of as somewhat different and odd. But my dear friends, just as the Lord with Daniel, and was with Daniel in resisting the stalking lion and closed the mouth of the lions in the den, that same Lord has promised to be with us. God's own Son, no less than God's own Son, has broken the power of that lion and has given us the means to resist. But in honesty, this morning we have to confess to our God and to each other that we have not always. Even there, our loving Savior, of whom and to whom we have just sung a marvelous hymn, comes with healing. No less healing than his own blood comes with healing for those wounds of guilt, for our having not. So often, dear friends, I believe that we forget the power of our baptism. In the words of Blessed Martin Luther, what strength we give up and what power we give up when we forget that by daily contrition and repentance we can drown that which is evil. Contrition, actual sorrow over sin, but more than just over sin in general, sorrow over sins, actual sins, whereby we have sinned against one another. Sorrow that prompts us not only to go to our God, to go to each other and say, I have sinned against you, my brother, my sister, my wife, my husband, my son or daughter. I have sinned against you. Will you forgive me? What a blessing we give up when we, as the body of Christ, fail to take this opportunity among ourselves for honest confession and absolution and humility. Because Luther says that by daily contrition and repentance we drown that which is evil. But let the new man come forth. Let the new man come forth who can indeed resist steadfast. Luther, of course, was doing nothing more than taking that beautiful chapter of Romans 6, where we are told that by our baptism, we were buried with Christ. Buried with Christ. So that like as he was raised by the glory of the Father, we also can walk in newness of life. We are new in Christ. We are invincible in Christ. We need not fear the stalking lion and the wiles of the devil. As we will sing in the hymn tomorrow, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. Kingdom ours remains. So, my dear Christian friends, be sober, be wide awake, be alert, be vigilant, be prepared. Know the enemy for whom and what he is. But also, dear fellow redeemed and blood-bought saints, let us go forth in the power of that baptism that we have, armed with word and sacrament, knowing, absolutely confident, that the victory has already been won. Our God has shut the mouth of the lion. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.